Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. This week, KBIA's Kenzie Dill takes us to the Discount Mattress Outlet, where she attended dance lessons. She tells us why swing and country dance is more than just a place to learn the triple step. It's a place that's changed lives and built relationships.
Husband and wife Stephen Linda Vorse love to dance. They own Swing and Country Dance and have been dance instructors since 2002. They began teaching their lessons at bars around town, but weren't fond of the atmosphere. Then one day, the couple decided to build their own dance floor right in their mattress store.
So it's a mattress store by day, and it's a dance studio by night.
It's a Tuesday night, and a group of people put on their dance shoes while country music plays. They are getting ready for their dance lesson. Tonight, they will be learning the triple step and the West Coast swing. Attending the lesson is Susan Shipp, a Zumba instructor and substitute teacher. She's new to the Columbia area. For her, swing and country dance made Columbia feel like home.
In Columbia, you would never know that this was here, and to get that hometown feel of this city is here. And I was looking for that when I first moved here, and I found it.
Gary Winter will be turning 70 years old this month. He was a student in the first basic dance class that Steve and Linda ever taught.
I will admit I was probably one of the worst dancers there was, and they had bets I'd never come back. But I still came back and I enjoyed it.
Swinging country dance, however, did more for Gary than just improve his coordination. It gave him friends to turn to during a tough time in his life.
To give a quick story, my wife passed away and they were there for me all the way. They're beautiful people, all of them. Steve and Linda was standing beside me all the way too.
Gary isn't the only person to have had his life touched by swing and country dance. Eric Sorensen has been taking dance lessons from Steve and Linda for the past 3.5 years.
Well, when I first started coming, I was sitting at home looking at the TV, and my children had grown up and I had gone through a divorce and thought that it would be a good idea to start doing something different.
Eric met Steve and Linda at a local dance club. He started attending their dance lessons while they were still teaching at bars and has been coming back ever since. He describes his experiences at Swinging Country Dance as great and a lot of fun. Swinging Country Dance has offered him a lot more than just fun, though. It's offered him an improved lifestyle.
I mean, I have gone down a couple of pant size doing this. I quit smoking while I was doing this just because it just wasn't a good fit anymore for my lifestyle.
Eric even met his current girlfriend through Swinging Country Dance.
So I've been with her a little over 3 years, so it was approximately 4 to 5 months of dancing, and I met this gal, and we've gotten a terrific relationship, so dance is an important part of that.
According to Linda, Eric is not the only one who's found love while being at Swinging Country Dance.
We've also had people come that were single and meet someone, and we've had 3 couples now that got married, but I don't want that to scare anybody off, but it has happened 3 times now that we've had people come meet and end up married.
Linda loves being a dance instructor, and she loves the people at Swing and Country Dance. She describes them as a second family.
It is my home away from home because the people are so wonderful. We pick on each other just like a family does. We don't fight like a family, but we do pick on each other like a family.
Kenzie Dill, KBIA News.
The Discount Mattress Outlet transforms into Swing and Country Dance every Tuesday and Thursday. That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Jen Cooper. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.